Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Post-Match Podcast. Liverpool beat Salzburg by 4-3. First up is the match reaction.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Things have finally died down here outside Anfield. It was Liverpool 4, Red Bull Salzburg 3 in one of the balmiest games of football I've ever watched in my entire life. It's what it feels like to be alive! At 40 minutes, I honestly thought, and I think it was at a half-time shame, that was the best performance I think I've ever seen from Liverpool in 30 years of coming here to watch the Reds. That was the best. We were creative but clinical. It was like watching a master surgeon at work or whatever. Not that I've ever done that, but I imagine it would be. Just carved them apart when we needed to. We were strong and we were physical, and they threatened us in there. And you know, when a team's so good, we were so good that when we were making mistakes or just slightly missing the ball, and it was still working out for us. I've never seen Liverpool so good that you'd even get the rub of the green in those things. And then I don't know what it was, and because it's hard, because obviously I've just walked out the ground and we've just done a few videos and it's been chaos around here, people jumping up and down, so I haven't seen it, I haven't obviously seen it back yet, but it just felt like we just got a touch complacent maybe. Yeah, a little bit lax, and I think it went through the crowd and the players as well. We were absolutely in cruise control, and it felt like we were just going to stroll our way through, score a few more goals and go on to a really, really comfortable victory. And, you know, Jürgen Klopp was at lengths to say pre-match, these are a good team, they're going to surprise a few people. I didn't expect at 3-0 up for them to surprise us quite the way they did, but particularly in the second half when they came out, we just didn't click back into gear. Normally, we're so much better at the start of halves. Like we figured things out and we adapt what we're doing. But it actually felt like the flip reverse. It felt like they worked us out to some extent, and then they got better as the second half continued. And it was like watching us from last year or a little bit of the year before, particularly in the Champions League, where all of a sudden they just had more men on the field than us. They were overloading. There just seemed to be more men. Where they had more width, more guile, more penetration. And it felt inevitable that they'd get the 3-0, but I'll be perfectly honest, and a lot of people have come up to me and said, like, oh, I didn't enjoy that, or it was terrible, or oh, it's shocking. I really enjoyed that game of football, because I never felt for a single second like we wouldn't win it, and maybe that's just me. Maybe it's easy to say in hindsight, but genuinely, this side is so good, and we've got goals in us, and we had that positive change. We did the same at Sheffield United as well. We were a little bit more gung-ho, a little bit more attacking. We actually could have scored a couple more goals, to be fair. Bit of wasteful finishing, and you know, a couple of off nights, it's weird. We're talking about Mo Salah with 2 goals tonight, and probably had a bit of an off night, to be perfectly honest. Things are just not sticking for him, they're not dropping in the right way for him and what have you. And you know, we that should have been a 5 or a 6-0. We should have, our concentration level should have been better, and we should have been a little bit more clinical. But the best thing about that is we've got the ability to flex those muscles. And you know, we keep saying it, in years gone by Liverpool completely fall apart. Think about like the Sevilla games 2 seasons ago, our heads would have gone completely, and we'd have been clinging on for dear life there. Whereas, if I go back and rewatch it, maybe I will feel more nervous. I know certainly there were people around me who were nervous, but there was a real sense every goal they scored, like everyone went, huh. And then there just goes a roar comes up from the crowd again, and we start singing again, and then we go, and then unfortunately they scored again and again and again. Funniest moment of the match is probably the fact that the scoreboard said it was 3-3 at 3-1, and we laughed, not thinking that was possible in this game. And as it turns out, it was very. But the most important thing is that we got that fourth goal, put the game to bed. A little moment where I was just thinking, oh my god, is this going to be our VAR get fucked by VAR moment? Mercifully no. And look, getting the 3 points was all that was necessary there for Liverpool, just to make sure that we had them in the bag. And you know, the Leicester game coming up at the weekend is the one we can focus on now, because that's where we're at, that's what the group stage is all about. And I think we showed there, I think, look, they're going to cause problems. They might well cause Napoli problems, which is going to make this group very, very interesting. But yeah, I you've got to enjoy this. If you're a fan of football, then you should probably have enjoyed that game. I know I did. And if you did, let me know in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts in general on the match. Make sure you subscribe. And if you want more as well, there's the player ratings, which is absolutely fantastic. And there'll be the instant match reaction show, 15 minutes, talking about this in more depth and detail on the RedmenTV.com.
Moving things on, we have got the player ratings with a whole cast of characters outside the ground.
Right, player ratings time. Liverpool beat Salzburg 4-3. What are we giving Adrian?
Adrian, I think about seven.
Okay, solid. I can agree with seven. Trent Alexander-Arnold?
Eight out of ten.
Seven and a half.
Pedantism,
brilliant. Did he get an assist for Robertson's goal? Is that right?
Yeah. Eight.
We'll give an eight for Rob. Joe Gomez?
Six.
One of the nice. Ooh, not six. Sure. Six.
Seven.
Mixed bag for Joe Gomez tonight, wasn't it? Decent at times. Showed how much quality he's got, but also I think he got bullies passing him a little bit off. So yeah, we'll give him a six. Right now. Virgil van Dijk. Go on, where you go.
Oh, it's an eight for him.
It's an eight for Virgil van Dijk.
Seven.
A five for Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, I think he was pretty bad today. Yeah. Joe Gomez stepped up today and did it well. Yeah.
Okay, wow, 5 out of 10 for Virgil van Dijk. Blimey. Okay, I can't give him a 5 out of 10. I'll give Virgil a
6.5.
Six and a half. Your man there. Not great. He was alright, wasn't he?
Quite decent.
That's what I like to hear. Andy
Robertson. A 6. He gave away the ball away way too much. Just all of their attacks came from Robbo's side, and because he gave away the ball away. He scored, but gave the ball away way too much.
Okay, I can't have that for a second. Any takers, any rings on 6? 9!
8.5.
Boys bagging on for an half point this week.
9 out of 10.
Yep.
7.
A 7 out of 10.
8.
An 8 out of 10.
10.
8 out of 10 for Andy Robertson. We'll go 8 out of 10. Okay then. Fabinho? I'm here at 8, 7, and 5.
7.5.
6.5.
7.5 from the young man.
Seven. Any takes on 7? 8.5. I'm getting a real one. Nobody knows, lads. I'll give him a 7 out of 10. Okay, Jordan Henderson.
7.
6.
7. Pretty decent performance.
Decent.
Passing left and right, back and forward, nothing more.
I thought he was good.
I thought he looked a bit leggy.
Maybe. I thought he looked decent. I think 7 out of 10 for Jordan Henderson.
It showed when Milner came on. And it just seemed like he had more energy.
Okay. Listen, this is not my play ratings as a team. This is the will of the crowds. I'll go 7 out of 10 for Jordan Henderson. Genie Wijnaldum.
Three.
That was the worst performance I've ever seen from Jorginho Wijnaldum.
I think it was a 7 out of 10 from Genie, to be fair. 3 out of 10, get in the bin. Right, okay. Roberto Firmino.
8.
Whoa, it's got to be an 8 because he's not gone for a 0.5. It's definitely an 8 for Roberto Firmino. Okay, Sadio Mane.
10.
8. What's this man here?
8. Salah was better than him today.
Salah was better than Mane today. Salah was always better for a goal than usual.
I'm going 9 for Sadio Mane. I'm sorry, I'm using my veto. Mohamed Salah.
10.
8. See, I thought he was crap.
His
touch was crap. Scored 2 goals.
His touch was crap.
Your mum best not watch this video. I thought Banning was better than Salah. Yeah, no, yeah, anyone does.
Eight out of ten.
I know he got 2 goals, so we'll get, you know what, we'll give him a 9 out of 10 because he scored 2 goals. He wins the game for us. It's probably me being a bit sly. Yeah, fine. Substitute Divock Origi.
Yes.
10 for Divock Origi. 8.
I think he needed the haircut because he's been a lot better with the out dreads.
He's been class. Yeah, okay, 8 out of 10 for Divock Origi. James Milner?
9.5.
I'll give him 8.
He was solid. Solid.
Too average.
What do you reckon, mate?
Three out of ten.
3 out of 10 for James Milner. Yeah, no. Thanks, though, mate. We'll give it James Milner 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Naby Keita. And we'll give him a no. We won't give Naby a rate. I don't think he did enough, did he? 7 out of 10 for Naby Keita. There you go. Let me know your play ratings in the comments section underneath. Make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. And thank you very much, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause. Amazing play ratings. And lastly, a little segment from our instant match reaction with myself and Ben Kelly. Yeah, I thought what was most encouraging was, like, again, we've got this change. We did it against Sheffield United. We switched to a 4-2-3-1. Divock Origi comes on the pitch and we really stretched them. And the only issue we probably had with that is that once we got the goal back so quickly that we then needed to kind of shut it up a little bit, and it wasn't quite as fluid in how we kept hold of the ball a little bit. You know, once you've gone gung ho, it's kind of hard to rein it in. Really.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying to these guys afterwards, it's difficult. You kind of take your foot off the gas a little bit because you're 3-0 up. But in a situation where a team perhaps comes back into the game unexpectedly, it's then difficult. You know, we always talk about Liverpool. Oh well, it always felt as if there was another gear that Liverpool could go into there. It's very difficult to get into those gears, even at 3-3, yeah. because you again, as you said before, you know, you've got one eye on the weekend, you're starting to relax. Maybe Klopp's on the sideline, think about rotation. He's got Chamberlain and Keita that he wants to get minutes into the legs to. Yeah. All those thoughts are getting into it, are coming into the back of the mind, and suddenly it's 3-3. We've got to go again here, and it's always difficult. And to be honest, I was a little bit disappointed in the crowd, because at that point I was hoping we would step up a little bit more and spur them on. And we had the conversation in the car the other day about, you know, whose responsibility is it? Yeah. What comes first? For me, I wanted a bit more from the crowd to really, you know, booing them when they got on the ball. And we did a little bit of that 4-3.
Yeah.
But at 3-3, there wasn't enough of a reaction for me. And then obviously we did get the goal, and we seemed to spur each other on from there.
I think it's shell shock. I think we've still got that residual thing, haven't we? And I was actually quite pleased with the immediate reaction to us conceding goals. I thought there's a rub, but you're right, it didn't like become a cauldron of atmosphere in the face of that. But that, you know, I think the team picked itself up, and what was great is that the way that they just went, no, we're going to go win this game. Yeah. And they went more attacking, and the tempo increased. And of course, it just makes you think, God, if only you'd just been like that consistently. But I mean, this is a good thing about this. These are lessons that this side are learning, and they're learning it without losing drawing.
Again, we said at the weekend, but we found another way to win tonight. Another way to win. As if I didn't think that we could find any other ways to win, but we have. And we were really good at 4-3, by the way, because we didn't let them have the ball at all.
Yeah.
Because as I said before, as soon as I don't know who it was, the number 18 in midfield, he was a really good player, and any time he got the ball, there seemed to be loads of space for him, and they just looked as if they were going to score every time they went forward. And we did, and what we did, that we didn't panic, we just went, okay, well, we're not going to let you have the ball then. And Adrian was taking his time with everything, the throw-ins were, you know, we were taking our time with all of them. We were starting to piss all the fans off in the corner, which felt strange at home, but at the same time, it's what we needed to do in that stage.
Part of me when we were doing that was a bit like, oh God, should we be doing this against Salzburg? And the other part was, oh my God, this is the loser mentality that we've had for fucking 20 years of like being too nice for our own good. Dead right. The fact that we were getting booed by it because Adrian's walking over to it and we're strolling off the pitch and we're letting the ball run. The fact that ball boys need to get a fucking grip and stop throwing the ball back so quickly.
It
you
worked
know?
Once against Barcelona. Yeah. Don't bother again.
There you go. I hope you enjoyed the post-match podcast and a scintillating 4-3 win for the mighty Reds at Anfield in the Champions League. And make sure, if you want that full instant match reaction show, you head over to theredmentv.com. Sign up. It is completely free for the first month. And the final word show will be available on Thursday as well. And 60 minutes in depth and detail after every midweek game is on that platform. Go over there, sign up, and we'll see you there. Ta-da.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.